Welcome to Radio at Firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters. Firehouse.com brings you the leaders of the nation's fire, rescue, and EMS services, the top columnists and educators, and today's most important issues, headlines, and comments. Listen right on your desktop or download and listen on the go to Firehouse.com.
This presentation is proudly sponsored by Dräger. Firefighter and emergency rescue personnel not only have to save the lives of others, but also need to protect their own. They have to trust in their equipment, and often they choose Dräger. That's why Dräger is one of the world's leading suppliers of breathing apparatus, protection masks, and hazardous materials gas detection equipment for firefighter mobile use. No other equipment manufacturer offers the high level of firefighter training that Dräger does with its flashover systems, training galleries, and live fire simulators. Technology for life is the company's guiding philosophy. Whether in clinical applications, industry, mining, or fire and emergency services, Dräger products protect, support, and save lives.
Welcome to Radio at Firehouse.com. My name is Peter Matthews, and we are here today with two members of Fort Worth Engine 22, then-Lieutenant Larry Manasco, who is currently a captain, and Jake Pinnell, who was the driver of Engine 22 April 4th of 2008. They are part of Engine 22 and Engine 3's unit citation awarded this year with the Firehouse Magazine Heroism and Community Service Awards, and they responded to an apartment fire, which I'll let them tell you in about a second. And following today's interview, continue to listen to the podcast. We did obtain the audio from the fire ground, just so you can kind of get a feel for what they were going through as they arrived and had numerous obstacles to overcome. And I'd like to thank PIO Kent Worley for providing that audio to us. So, guys, thank you for joining us, and can you tell us a little bit about the fire that led to the unit citation?
Yeah, as I remember, the fire came in on a Friday morning. We were just sitting around the station. They pre-alerted it, and we recognized the address, so we jumped on the engine pretty quick and got out of the house. I remember everybody was extremely relaxed going to the fire. We turned onto a street that was just south of the apartment, and we noticed when we turned on the street that there was heavy smoke pushing across the street. So we knew we had some type of fire. We didn't have any indications en route that this was going to be a working fire, and we certainly had no indications that anybody was trapped. So as we passed around on the south side of the complex, like I said, we noticed at that point we had heavy fire, heavy smoke showing from a ground floor apartment. But we had to go around to the northeast corner of the apartment complex, which is where the entrance was. So we make our way around, and again, I just remember as we're making our way through the apartment, literally everybody was very lighthearted. Nobody was uptight. Nobody was stressed. We pulled around. Jake pulled past the fire and stopped, and he stopped right at the corner of the building. And I jumped off, you know, gave my size up, and then I hopped off the engine. And I was met by, there was quite a large crowd outside, and I was met by somebody who, and I'll make it polite, told me that there were people trapped up there. He was a little bit more explicit about it. And I just remember giving him a puzzled look, because we had no reports of anybody trapped. And I go around to the front of the engine, and sure enough, directly above the fire, on the second floor, there's two elderly people at the window screaming for us to help them. Well, by this time, on the back of the truck, I had a brand new firefighter, and I had one of the firefighters from a different shift. And I told them, pull a line, start attacking the fire, get that fire knocked down. I felt comfortable because of the experience that the firefighter from the other shift had. So I felt comfortable with him going in. At that point, you know, I kind of feel bad for Jake, because he had about a million things to do all at once. And let Jake tell you about what all the stuff he had to do.
Yes, sir. Upon pulling up, Larry instructed me to get a ladder down. So I pulled the ladder off the side of the engine while putting the truck in the pump gear and help stretch line, opening up the wire that's on our pre-connects. Also, I set the ladder. Didn't have time to heal the ladder for Larry. Larry had to ask one of the citizens, I believe, to help heal the ladder while I get the rest of the line stretched out and help get the line charged and get the line in the front door.
Yeah, and I know at that point, once Jake got me the ladder, and it, like I said, another funny thing was with the ladder coming down, it's actually on top of the engine, and so it's got a switch and brings it down hydraulically. And it's always slow, but in that instance, it seemed like it took forever for that thing to get down. So once it got down, Jake, you know, I'm at the window telling the people, stay put, don't jump. And Jake brings me the ladder. So I get the ladder, and, you know, it's talking about, you know, I write about training all the time, and I certainly spend time with any of my rookies when they come through. At one point, Jake was a rookie for me before he went regular at our station, and I always talk to him about different subjects, and one of the subjects I always talk to them about is ladders, and talking about setting ladders to windows for a rescue situation, that we always set it to the window sill. Well, while I'm setting that ladder, the only thing that was going through my mind was set it to the windowsill, set it to the windowsill. So going over that with the rookies really helped me out. Well, I set it to the windowsill, and as luck would have it, that part of the ground right there was sloped at about a 45-degree angle, which made my ladder, when I went to put it against the windowsill, it cocked it off to the side. Bad enough that when I was going up and I'm thinking, I'm going to get halfway up this ladder, the ladder's going to fall away from the building, and I'm going to land in the parking lot, and I'm going to be, you know, laid out on top of a car, and this is going to be great. Well, I got one of the guys to go over. Like I said, we had about 50 people out there, so I grabbed one guy and said, hold this ladder and don't let it fall. So I climbed up to the top of the ladder. Well, by this time, like I said, I've already called for a second alarm assignment. I've called for a supply line. And as I'm going up, and I see these, you know, I'm about halfway up, engine three had gotten on and had grabbed a hydrant that was actually outside of this apartment complex. Well, I called them on the radio and diverted them from their original assignment, said, you know, forget the supply line, come in and help us with rescue. And to their credit, I mean, they jumped on it. They transitioned beautifully. They didn't waste any time. Well, I got to the top of the ladder, and here comes this lady out. She doesn't come out, you know, backwards where she's going to go down facing the ladder. She comes out of the window face first. And so she's facing me going down this window. And she was a solid 250 plus. So, again, I'm just thinking, don't fall, don't fall, please don't fall. Well, about halfway down the ladder, she misses a rung, and she goes to fall. Well, I was able to just push her up against the ladder with my body weight and just slide her the rest of the way down. Well, in the meantime, my two guys on the line, they're doing a great job putting the fire out. I really can't see that because of the way the corner of the building kind of was offset. All I know is I've just got heavy, heavy smoke over where I'm at. Well, I go to climb back up the ladder to get the old man out. And he was kind of trying to come out, but he wasn't committed to it, and so he kept hanging on to the side of the window, and I never could get him out. And I'm just thinking, I'm begging him, please let go of the window. I'll get you out. I'm not going to drop you. Well, by this time, I can't get him out. He's not letting go. At that point, I had the elderly man's head out the window, and I was just trying to hold it there so that he could breathe. Well, then engine three made entry because the fire had been knocked down enough in the stairwell that they could make entry. So they made entry in still very high heat conditions, and they were able to grab the elderly man, physically pick him up, and bring him downstairs away from the apartment. Well, they then made entry to a second apartment and actually rescued a female and her infant child. And so in total, engine three actually made three rescues. And so I'd gotten back down from the ladder and made entry to meet up with my two guys on the nozzle. Again, they did a fantastic job. Even though the firefighter from another shift was there, I'd worked with him enough and had talked about what I expect and had done some training with him. And again, that's what gave me the confidence to send him in with a brand new guy so that they could fight the fire. And in talking to them, when they went to make entry in to fight this fire, they encountered heavy, heavy heat conditions. They had heavy fire showing, so they were able to knock the fire down from outside the door and then make their way in. And I know they told me after the fire that any other time they may have backed out because of the heat conditions, but they knew that we had people trapped and they knew that we were trying to get them out, and they didn't know the where we were at as far as the rescues go. So in their mind, they said, you know, we've got to stick it out and we've got to stay in here. So they did a fantastic job of taking a lot of heat and successfully knocking the fire down enough for engine three to go up and make that second rescue upstairs. Like I said, the training paid off not only in me getting the lady down from the second floor, it paid off with the two guys on the engine or on the hose line making entry, fighting back. The natural instinct when you encounter high heat conditions to maybe not back out, but maybe stay outside and spray with a little more water. They went ahead and continued to be aggressive, made entry, knocked the fire down, and then the training that we've done with threes, like I said, allowed. I always had an incredible comfort level with engine three, knowing they were coming. I always knew that I had an extraordinarily competent crew coming with me. I always call them my security blanket because no matter what I got into, I know they were going to be there for me to help get me out if I needed. And then I can't say enough about Jake Pinnell and the job he did driving that day. I always, after the fire, I described him as looked like a chicken with his head cut off running around the fire truck. Of course, he wasn't, but he was just so busy. It almost seemed like he was running laps around the fire truck because he had to get a ladder for me. He had to get me a hand tool when I was on top of because I didn't grab a hand tool. I was just trying to get people down. So he grabbed me a Halligan and threw it up to me. He helped stretch the line. He got the truck and pump gear. He got the line charge. He brought equipment to the front door. I mean, he did about 20 different things, and he did it in about 2 minutes flat. So if I hadn't had the experience training with them and if they hadn't had experience with me and know exactly what I wanted, same thing with Engine 3. Having worked with them so much, I believe that the incident would have been completely different. We did wind up losing a three-year-old little boy in the fire, but we believe he was the one that started the fire, and we don't think that we had a chance to save him. We think that he actually perished before we even got the call for the fire.
Okay. All right. And again, it's just, we'd like to stress with this podcast, obviously it's another amazing feat by crews out there every day, but as Larry is our company-level training columnist, it really just goes to show it pays off. The more you train with your crew, you really don't have to give as many orders. You don't have to hope things are going to get done. You expect things to get done because of the continued training on everything from basics, throwing the portable ladder to getting lines stretched. And again, Jake had his hands full doing the responsibilities of several others and incoming companies. So just want to really stress with this particular podcast that the training does pay off. And again, with Larry, we're proud to say, because he does the writing for us, that in this particular case, it's textbook.
Right, and I couldn't agree more. I mean, just like I said, it was all the little things, and one of the little things that I didn't mention was just when Engine 3 pulled up. When I asked them to come in to help with rescue, that's all I said to them. Well, they came up, and without being asked, they could see what was going on. They knew I needed a supply line. They immediately gave me their tank water until we could get a supply line established. It's little things like that that they allowed my guys to stay in there fighting the fire with plenty of water. Like I said, had they not done that, they more than likely would have run out of water and would have been run out, and there's no telling if they would have had the fire knocked down enough for Engine 3 to get upstairs.
Okay, Larry, well, thank you very much, and thank you to Jake Pinnell for joining us as well. He did have to take a run, as both of these gentlemen are on duty today. Don't sign off the podcast yet, because following this interview is the audio from the fire, so you can really listen to see how everything went smooth. No yelling or screaming on the fire ground. Everything just kind of went as it should. Again, textbook operation. So, Larry, thank you for joining us today.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
This presentation is proudly sponsored by Dräger. Firefighter and emergency rescue personnel not only have to save the lives of others, but also need to protect their own. They have to trust in their equipment, and often they choose Dräger. That's why Dräger is one of the world's leading suppliers of breathing apparatus, protection masks, and hazardous materials gas detection equipment for firefighter mobile use. No other equipment manufacturer offers the high level of firefighter training that Dräger does, with its flashover systems, training galleries, and live fire simulators. Technology for life is the company's guiding philosophy. Whether in clinical applications, industry, mining, or fire and emergency services, Dräger products protect, support, and save lives.
Reported apartment fire, 3216 Stalkup Road, 3216 Stalkup Road.
Engine 3, engine 22, engine 4, engine 20, truck 14, battalion 1, battalion 2, truck 1, repairing to channel 2, apartment fire, 3216 Stalkup Road, 32,
engine 3, channel 2.
Road, Cross Street, Burton Avenue, map 79, Union, number 191. Engine 3, engine 22, engine 4, engine 20, truck 14, battalion 1, battalion 2, truck 1, respond on channel 2, apartment fire, 3216 Stalkup Road, 3216 Stalkup Road, Cross Street, Burton Avenue, map 79, Union, number 191.
Pre-responding.
Active response.
Battalion 2 responding.
Battalion 1 responding.
Battalion 1 responding.
Engine 20 responding.
20 responding.
Truck 14 responding.
Truck 14 responding.
20 responding.
Truck 1 from alarm, are you responding?
I am 4 to alarm. Put me on that ticket on stalk up. I'm cleared for lorry.
Alarm clear, Battalion 4. All companies are responding.
Battalion 4, you're on the ticket.
Stalkup, Villa Supreme Apartments, Apartment 191, reported furniture on fire.
Apartment 14, that is that ticket, that apartment fire.
Battalion 4, respond on Channel 2, apartment fire, 326.
Engine 14, move to channel 2.
216 Stalkup Road, Cross Street, Burton Avenue, map 79, Union, number 191, at Villa Supreme, APP.
Engine 3 from engine 22, we're going to wind up having heavy fire on the backside of this apartment. We're going to need you to bring us a supply line. I'll get the size up in just a second. Clear.
Engine 22 on X-Man. We've got a six-story wood frame brick veneer apartment building with heavy fire showing from the first floor. We're using a booster. Engine 3 is going to be laying us a line.
22 on in command.
This will be a working fire.
22 on in command. 3 laying a line. Working fire. Working apartment fire, 3216 Stalkup.
We got people trapped.
Engine 3, come into the fire. We got people trapped on the second floor. We're going to be setting a ladder to for rescue.
Engine 3 is clear.
Engine 22, still alarm. Start me a second alarm.
Alarm clear, engine 22, second alarm. Engine 22 from alarm.
Go ahead.
Staging information, location.
Load that now, I'm in the middle of the rescue.
Tonight, I clear on page and responding from Brentwood and Laurie.
Alarm from engine 3, it's going to be the 3800 block of Stalkup.
Alarm clear.
Alarm, start MedStar.
Alarm clear, we'll start MedStar. Echo command from alarm. How many MedStar units will you need?
Give me two.
Alarm clear, two MedStar units.
Engine 19, engine 21, engine 6, engine 12, utility 3, truck 8, battalion 5, respond on channel 2, apartment fire, 3216 Stalcup Road, 3216 Stalcup Road, Cross Street Burton Avenue, map 79 Union, number 191. At Villa Supreme, APT. Mobile Command 1, Apartment Fire, 3800 Stalcup Road, 3800 Stalcup Road, Cross Street, East Ferry Street, Map 79, Young.
Okay, you're responding.
Truck A responding.
Engine 21 responding.
21 responding.
Squad responding.
Engine 4 is on east.
4 is coming in for me. Take command.
Engine 4 is clear.
95 is responding. 3800 stalk up.
The closest hydrant is going to be on Stalker. Probably throw the line over the fence would be the best way to get it in here.
MS-99 alarm.
MS-99 will put you on the tick.
Battalion 4 is on. Battalion 4 will be Stalker command. Engine 4, go on ahead and get a line laid to engine 22.
14 on north.
14 on north.
On standby.
Truck 14 is on.
Truck 14 on.
Truck 14 on.
Truck 14, go on ahead and start getting me a search of the rest of the apartment. Engine 20, you can do the same.
Truck 14, clear.
22 from command. Have you got crews in there? Have you got folks in there with a line hitting the fire? Engine 22 from command.
Here goes the water.
Engine 3 from command.
Hey, Steve, crank on the water.
Battalion 2 is on.
Battalion 2 on.
Battalion 2, if you'll take logistics, get me set up somewhere for that level 2 staging.
Battalion 2, clear on logistics.
Truck 1 on. Truck 1, if you can figure out a way to get set up in on the northeast corner of this complex.
Truck 1 clear, northeast corner.
Truck 1, you don't have to set your tower yet, but do go on ahead and get your truck positioned there, and then go on ahead and start assisting with search of the other apartment.
Truck 1 clear. Give me a logistics channel, please.
Battalion 2, Command 8. Command 8.
Engine 14, Command, you have an assignment for us.
14's go on and assist Engine 3 with gaining access inside wherever the fire is. Engine 3 from Command. Engine 22 or Engine 3 from Command. Larry, are we getting any water on the fire?
Yes, sir, I believe we got the fire under control.
All right, let me give that a minute. Thanks. Do you need another line in there?
Yeah, I think we got it under control right now. We got a report of a missing lady in these apartments. We're doing a search for that.
Command clear. I've got truck 14, engine 20, and truck 1 all of them, sir.
Command from engine 4.
Go ahead, engine 4.
Command, all the patients are accounted for. Do you have another assignment for us?
That's affirmative. Find me a place for an LZ.
Engine 4 is clear.
Talk up, command from alarm.
Go ahead, alarm.
Are you requesting air ambulance to be launched?
Not at this time. I'm just trying to get set up for it.
Alarm clear. Also, was this under control?
I'm not comfortable with that just yet. Give me a minute.
Alarm clear.
Command from engine 4.
Go ahead, 4.
Yes, sir, we can set up an LZ just west of this location at William McDonald Park.
Okay, if y'all will just stand by right there, let me check with some of the EMS folks and see if we're going to need that.
Engine 4. Marshall 99 is on scene.
Command Battalion 1, you got an all clear on the entire second floor.
Command clear. Battalion 1, if you would check on those victims and see if we're going to need an air ambulance for any of them.
Heading that way now.
Second alarm company staging Eastland at Stalkup. Second alarm staging companies Eastland at Stalkup.
Alarm truck 14 engineer, cut to the building.
14, did you say power cut on the building?
That's clear.
Command clear, thanks.
Battalion 1 to command. According to MedStar, you can stand down. Sheriff Live, they will not be needed.
Command clear on not needing air ambulance. Sam, does it look like we got things pretty well under control? Can we turn back to second?
Yes, sir. I think you can turn back to second. FYI, the patients so far are ambulatory and able to talk, and fire's well under control. They're wrapping up.
Command clear.
Stalk up, command, Grand 99.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Can you still hear me respond to that location?
That's negative. I think we're kind of in a holding pattern right now. I think we got things pretty well under control. We're going to turn back that second alarm.
Damn, I found that quick.
Stalk up, command from alarm.
This command.
Well, you need the red helmets. They're on the phone.
Negative, but I will need Red Cross.
Alarm clear.
Truck 8 is on.
Truck 8 on. Truck 8, you're available. Second alarm companies are available.
Truck 8 is clear. 1, NPIO on scene.
PIO on scene.
Command from logistics.
This command. This command, go ahead, logistics.
Command, this is FYI. MedStar just reported to me that they do have 4 patients and they're all stable.
Command,
Battalion's clear. I've notified PD of our other need.
Okay, clear.
Field command from alarm.
Search command, go ahead, alarm.
Will this be under control?
Yeah, you can go ahead and put the fire under control.
Alarm clear. What about all clear?
I'm checking. Give me a minute. Alarm for logistics.
Go ahead, logistics.
Alarm, can you notify our on-duty staff when they have them respond to the incident, please?
Requesting the on-duty chaplain.
Affirmative.
Alarm clear.
Alarm for logistics.
Go ahead, logistics.
Alarm, this is the chaplain. Could you go ahead and notify our citizen personnel and have them respond as well?
Alarm clear. Logistics command from alarm.
Go ahead, alarm.
CISM has been notified, no ETA.
Clear. Alarm for logistics, when you get CISM en route, would you notify me, please?
When we contact them, they said they would be getting the team together, but they did not have an ETA.
Clear, just have them call my mobile, please. It's 817-964-8904.
924-8904.
That's 964-8904. Firefighter 14, go ahead. Okay, let's be back up at the engine. There, should we go ahead and disconnect the 4-inch or should we leave it in place?
We're disconnecting right now.
Alright, we're in the process of shutting the hydrant down. 14 to 22, we've got the hydrant shut down.
Logistics from alarm.
Go ahead, alarm.
Can you public service alarm?
Hey, Jake. Can you give me my clipboard with a piece of paper and pen, please?
Checking your status, engine 7.
Engine 7 is getting available. You can close the call.
7 complete. Logistics command from alarm.
That would be stock up command. Go ahead, alarm.
Okay, stock up command. What companies do you still have on scene?
I have engine 3, truck 14. I have engine 4 on engine 22's apparatus, battalion 4, Marshall 99. So that's it at this time.
Alarm clear, thank you.
Alarm Marshall 99.
Go ahead, 99.
Alarm, could you put the gas company out to this fire on the 3800 block of Style Cup, please?
99 will notify gas.
Clear. On Marshall 99. You can place Marshall 99 available and close out this ticket.
Farm clear, Marshall 99.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these. Or visit our website at www.firehouse.com/radio.